This is New Orleans Public Radio. Young people are the most at risk for lead contamination. Lead can cause lifelong developmental problems for kids who are exposed to it, and there are concerns about the possibility of lead in New Orleans drinking water, including in the city schools. After years of delay by the Orleans Parish School Board to install water filters, one seventh grader is taking matters into his own hands. Bear Voss Potts is 13. He's a student at Homer Plessy Community School, and he has a podcast episode about his investigation into whether there is lead in his school's drinking water. WWNO's Jess Clark sat down with Voss Potts to talk about his findings.
Bear Voss Potts, welcome.
Thank you.
Your class is participating in the NPR Podcast Challenge, and your teacher gave you the option of really exploring any subject in New Orleans for your episode. Why did you choose to focus on lead in school drinking water?
Well, I watched a Nova on it, like, a week before. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is fresh in my mind. I know a lot about it now, so I wanted to explore that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you did for your podcast.
So, you got the lead test kit, test the water.
And what is the kit like? How do you do it?
It's kind of like a strip, like a yellow strip that you put in two droplets of water, wait for 10 minutes, and then there's two lines. And then there's one and two next to the lines. If the line next to the two is darker, it means that it's positive, which means there might be dangerous amounts of lead. And then if it's closer to one, it means that it's negative, but there still might be lead in it. Mm. So ours, both the lines were the same, so my teacher wanted to play it safe.
What went through your mind when you saw the results, when your teacher said, you know, there could be dangerous amounts of lead in your water based on this test?
I mean, I was a little surprised, but not too surprised, because there's construction down the street, so that could rattle some lead into it. And then it's at old school, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about your health?
Yeah, because we've been drinking the water for 2 years, so.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little of your podcast episode. Here's a clip of where you interviewed your principal, Megan Ray Chowdhury, after you got the test back.
All right, let's get into this. What was your reaction to the results of the lead test?
When you guys brought me the lead test, I think my first response was concern. I think that, as you've noted in your podcast, there's no way to say for sure whether or not there is definitively lead in the water, but I think the possibility that there could be was really concerning.
We just heard a little bit of Bear Voss Potts interviewing his principal about her reaction to his findings that there could be dangerous levels of lead in his school's drinking water. Bear, what did the school do after you showed them the results?
The principal, Miss Megan, she contacted the school district, and then they immediately said they were going to send people on Monday to put filters in.
That was this past Monday?
Yeah. Miss Megan sent another staff member to get $100 worth of water, and I have a picture of that because it's a lot of water.
And has the Orleans Parish School Board installed the filters yet at your school?
No, they said the water pressure was too low, so they have to bring a booster pump.
Okay.
But they gave us more water.
Okay, bottles. So you guys are still drinking bottled water at the school.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you talk to anyone at the Orleans Parish School Board for your story?
No. I tried to interview our district person.
Your district, the superintendent Henderson Lewis?
But I didn't get a response at all. And then I emailed the communications, and they asked me to put in a request for public records. I haven't been able to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. But. Mm-hmm. If you could talk to Superintendent Henderson Lewis right now, is there anything that you would ask him or tell him?
Probably just, like, why didn't they test the water when we first moved in? And, like, why didn't they put filters in all the other schools? Because they just keep delaying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bear Voss Potts, thank you so much for joining us today in our studios.
Thank you.
Bear Voss Potts is a seventh grader at Homer Plessy Community School. He created a podcast episode about his investigation, finding lead in his school's drinking water. I'm Jess Clark.
Support for WWNO's education reporting comes from Entergy Corporation.